All right, here you go, Mikey. Dave is pretty bummed. All the places he used to go off-roading in St. George are getting houses put on them. Remember when St. George didn't have a rush hour? Dave remembers. There's a lot of construction on Bluff Street these days. That's fine. More time in the car to listen to Dave. Who's that standing on Flood Street with a surfboard waiting for it to rain? That's Dave. Even though you can now rent bikes at Town Square in St. George, Dave is sticking with his banana seat Schwinn with the handlebar streamers. Dave wonders if they're going to rename Washington Fields Washington Houses. Ever wonder why construction workers are so happy on the job in St. George? It's because they're listening to Dave. People wonder if Dave is a U of U or BYU fan. Well, he's neither. He's more a DSU-SUU kind of guy. Dave is so Utah, he uses the term nourish and strengthen when talking about his beer. His homies call him Fry Sauce. Dave is so Utah, he has a year's supply of green jello. Don't call Dave bro. Dave will not stop, nay, he will not rest a moment until he has tried every pizza in southern Utah. This is his quest. Dave FM can be heard all over southern Utah, even Milford. What up, Milford? Yeah, I have a new Milford by me, and that's just south of Rockford. Dave loves southern Utah. Do you para want to hang out? Dave is so cool, he even knows where the famous people live in Kayenta. Dave went hiking in Snow Canyon for 3 days. Still hasn't found any snow. Congratulations to Dave. He finally was able to say Virgin River without snickering. Dave lies and says he's older than he really is, just so he can play pickleball in Sun River. Dave went to the St. George Children's Museum. That dragon downstairs really gives him the willies. Dave went to the St. George Children's Museum. That dragon downstairs really gives him the willies. And I forget if Dickie's likes to say BBQ or barbecue, so I'll say both. This is Dave FM, best enjoyed with a rack of Dickie's barbecue spare ribs and a big yellow cup. This is Dave FM, best enjoyed with a rack of Dickie's barbecue spare ribs and a big yellow cup. This is Dave FM, best enjoyed with a rack of Dickie's BBQ spare ribs and a big yellow cup. This is Dave FM, best enjoyed with a rack of Dickie's BBQ spare ribs and a big yellow cup. Dave is refilling his big yellow cup at Dickie's barbecue pit. He'll be back in just a couple minutes. Dave is refilling his big yellow cup at Dickie's barbecue pit. He'll be back in just a couple minutes. Dave is refilling his big yellow cup at Dickie's BBQ pit. He'll be back in just a couple minutes. Dave is refilling his big yellow cup at Dickie's BBQ pit. He'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Dave FM, 101.9 in St. George, 106.1 in Hurricane, and 99.1 in Cedar City. Because a station this good needs three signals. This is Dave FM, 101.9 in St. George, 106.1 in Hurricane, and 99.1 in Cedar City. Because a station this good needs three signals. Southern Utah loves Dave FM, and you know what? Dave loves you too. Southern Utah loves Dave FM, and you know what? Dave loves you too. Dave entered himself in the Dixie's Got Talent competition. Sadly, there wasn't a talent category for playing the radio. Dave entered himself in the Dixie's Got Talent competition. Sadly, there wasn't a talent category for playing the radio. For the last half hour, Dave's been sitting on the swings at Discovery Park in Cedar City, just waiting for a push. For the last half hour, Dave's been sitting on the swings at Discovery Park in Cedar City, just waiting for a push. To relax, Dave likes to go to the Frontier Homestead Park in Cedar City and play with the Lincoln Logs. To relax, Dave likes to go to the Frontier Homestead Park in Cedar City and play with the Lincoln Logs. Dave is at Three Peaks Recreation Area playing frisbee golf. He's getting better all the time. Dave is at Three Peaks Recreation Area playing frisbee golf. He's getting better all the time. Dave once built a blanket fort inside Cove Fort. That's like Inception, man. Dave once built a blanket fort inside Cove Fort. That's like Inception, man. That's like Inception, man. That's like Inception, man. Want to hear something trippy? If you live in southern Utah, you may have seen Dave walking down the street today and had no idea it was him. Spooky. Want to hear something trippy? If you live in southern Utah, you may have seen Dave walking down the street today and had no idea it was him. Spooky. Dave went to the dinosaur tracks at Johnson Farm. He's been singing the theme to Jurassic Park all day. Dave went to the dinosaur tracks at Johnson Farm. He's been singing the theme to Jurassic Park all day. Dave took third runner-up in the Brian Head Ski Lift Yodeling Competition. His mom is very proud. Dave took third runner-up in the Brian Head Ski Lift Yodeling Competition. His mom is pretty proud. Did you know that if you ride the stuffed giraffes at the Wildlife Museum, the security guards will ask you to leave? Dave knows. Did you know that if you try to ride the stuffed giraffes at the Wildlife Museum, the security guards will ask you to leave? Dave knows. To relax, Dave goes to the Washington City Community Center and just watches the giant yellow bucket drop out water, dump out water. to relax, Dave goes to the Washington City Community Center and just watches the giant yellow bucket dump out water. It's surprisingly soothing. To relax, Dave goes to the Washington City Community Center and just watches the giant yellow bucket dump out water. It's pretty soothing. It's pretty soothing. It's pretty soothing. There's a lot of places to go golfing in St. George, or as Dave calls it, Golf Cart Grand Prix. There's a lot of places to go golfing in St. George, or as Dave calls it, Golf Cart Grand Prix. Dave went to the Daughter of Utah Pioneers Museum. For being daughters of pioneers, they all looked surprisingly youthful. Dave went to the Daughter of Utah Pioneers Museum. For being daughters of pioneers, they all looked surprisingly youthful. Dave went to the Daughter of Utah Pioneers Museum. For being daughters of pioneers, they all looked surprisingly youthful. All right, man.